Okay, we're doing Netivot Shalom on Purim, and we saw last time that the trait of being Samech Bechelko always is a general trait. It encompasses all traits, and it does wondrous things in a person's heart. It gives a person Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa, and he discussed many things that it brings a person to. Ultimately, it brings them to Tshuva Me'ava, which is the highest level, and that's the level where Zdonot Nasin Lo Kezchuyot, the person's willful sins, they become like his merits, that's something beyond our conception. And we see that the trait of Samech Bechelko, that a Jew is always happy with the way God is running the world, he knows whatever Hashem is doing is for good, that's the highest trait, and that does the greatest things in a person's heart. That is the essence of a Jew, to be Samech, to be happy with the way God runs the world. And he said our goal now is going to be to explain what is the source for what the grandfather of Aslanim said. Where did he get this from? V'hine, תחילת עניינו של פורים היה כמו שנזכר, מרדכי לא יחה ולא ישתחווה. The beginning of Purim, the whole concept of Purim begins with Mordechai's refusal to bow. He will not kneel before Haman. שלכאורה אינו מובן איך עשה מרדכי דבר כזה. At first glance, we don't understand. How could Mordechai do such a thing? Shemid b'sachana et kol klal Yisrael. It seems Mordechai willfully endangered all of the Jewish people. Ela, ki Mordechai nahag ken mitokef behirut ha'emunah v'bitachon shelo. But Mordechai did this because of the strength of clarity that he had in his emunah and his bitachon. Shaya batuach bevadaut. He knew with certainty. שלא תיתכן בשום פנים גזירה כזו. It's impossible that there would be such a decree that the Jews all have to do idol worship. כי לא ינוח שבט הרשע על גורל הצדיקים. God doesn't let the staff of the wicked take control of the righteous. וכמו שכתב רב הקדוש מברדיצ'ב זכותו יגן עלינו, and like the holy rabbi of Berdichev said, אחד כתב ומרדכי ידע את כל אשר נעשה. The verse says, Mordechai knew all that had transpired, שמרדכי ידע, שכבר נכתב ונחתם בטבעת המלך מלכו של עולם הגזרה להשמיד להרוג ולאבד את כל היהודים. The Mordechai knew that it was already written and sealed in the seal of God above, that there would be a decree to annihilate, to wipe out all of the Jews. אבל בכוח הביטחון אפשר לשנות ולהמתיק את כל הדינים. But with the strength of ביטחון, one can change and one can sweeten all rulings from above. והמשכת נס פורים הייתה בכוח הביטחון. And pulling down that miracle of Purim, bringing it down to this world, was with the strength of ביטחון. שהתחלת הנס הייתה בכך שמרדכי לא יחה ולא ישתחווה. Really, the beginning of the miracle was with Mordechai's refusal to kneel or bow before Haman. לא כתיב לא קרה ולא ישתחווה. It doesn't say Mordechai didn't kneel or bow, אלא לא יחרה ולא ישתחווה. Mordechai will not kneel, will not bow. היינו בהחלטה ברורה שלא יחרה ולא ישתחווה לעולם. Mordechai made it abundantly clear that he will never kneel or bow before Haman. It doesn't say he just didn't. He made it clear he wouldn't. מתוקף ביטחונו שלא תיתכן גזירה נוראה כזו לאבד את כל היהודים. Because he had faith that there would never be such a decree to wipe out all the Jews. וכן ענה לי אסתר. And that's also his answer to Esther. מתוך גודל הביטחון. He had great faith, and that's why he could tell Esther, שרווח והצלה יעמוד ליהודים. That there will be a redemption. God will make it good for the Jews. ואפילו הצומות היו רק הצעת אסתר. And even the fasts. Mordechai didn't say, let's fast. That was Esther's advice. אבל מרדכי בעצמו היה בטוח בביטחון ברור ומוחלט. שהקדוש ברוך הוא בוודאי יעזור אפילו בלי תעניות. He knew that God would help even without the fast. רק ויעבור מרדכי ויעשה ככל שציוותה עליו אסתר דייקה. But rather it says, Mordechai did whatever Esther told him to do. Esther said, you have to fast. So he listened. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we'll begin understanding what he means by bitachon. That we'll see Be'ezrat Hashem next time.